This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. State officials have drafted a plan that outlines which groups would get priority when a COVID-19 vaccine becomes available. It assumes there won't be enough for everyone. Healthcare workers would be eligible first, then emergency workers such as police and firefighters, followed by nursing home residents. Phase two would include workers who interact with the public a lot. After that, people over 65 or have pre-existing conditions. Colorado's economy has weathered COVID lockdowns much better than 40 other states, as GDP fell 28% in the second quarter compared to the first. CU Denver economist Andrew Friedson says, don't celebrate just yet. After all, winter is coming.
One, the restaurants aren't going to be able to operate as much outdoors. Two, a larger part of our economy comes from tourism during the colder and snowier weather. And three, respiratory diseases spread better during the wintertime when people are indoors together.
But Friedson says Colorado's economy is helped by a relatively low case count and an educated population that can work from home. Tickets go on sale today for an upcoming exhibit at the Denver Art Museum featuring works from Frida Kahlo and Diego Rivera. The showcase will present pieces from other Mexican modernists as well. It opens October 25th. Patrons must buy tickets ahead of time and follow COVID-19 protocols, including wearing a mask and maintaining social distancing. This is CPR.